Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
Now for our global hit today, we meet an American hip-hop artist who learned to rap in Jerusalem. His name is Itzhak Jordan, but he goes by the name Y-Love. Y-Love stands out in the crowd. He is a Black Orthodox Jewish MC. And as the world's Andreas Martin reports, he likes to mix holy languages into his rhymes.
From the moment Y-Love takes the stage, it's obvious he's not your average MC. He wears a button-down white shirt, black pants, combat boots, and not a single gold chain. If the absence of bling doesn't tip you off, you know you're in for something different when Y-Love breaks into ancient Babylonian Aramaic. This song is called Mahadran Rhymin. Mahadran means a strict interpretation of kosher rules. Y-Love describes himself as your average Brooklyn gefilte fish and lox Orthodox Jew, but not exactly. He was born in Baltimore to a Puerto Rican mother and an Ethiopian father. Y-Love was raised as a Baptist, but when he was seven, he decided he wanted to be Jewish.
It was basically an instinctive thing. I knew that there was a group of people called Jews, and I wanted to be one of them, period, whatever that meant. You could have told me Jewish kids shave their eyebrows, I would have done it. My mother, when I was little, she used to say things, you know, like good Jewish boys clean their rooms and Jewish boys eat their vegetables and things like that to get me to do stuff.
It wasn't just a childish whim. A few years later, Y-Love started going to the synagogue and buying his own yarmulkes. When he was a young man, he converted, and he went to Israel to study in a yeshiva. In Jerusalem, Y-Love discovered hip-hop. His study partner was a rapper from Long Island. They both struggled with their studies until they discovered that rapping was a good way to learn the Talmud.
So, you could say, 13 years under Rebbe Akiva with his boy Hananya ben Hakina. I got to clear the path for the man for whom we sing the Shir. Hi, Gavri Akira, Torah with the year, Bar Yochai, Nimshach to Ashrecha, Shem Men Sason, Me Chaverecha. You know, that's a just real quick way of memorizing the timeline of the sages.
Y-Love says some of the other students criticize them for bringing non-Jewish music to a holy place. But Y-Love says he and his study partner were vindicated when the rabbi brought up a principle from a case they learned 6 months earlier. They were the only ones in the class who remembered it.
Everyone else was looking at each other, going through their notebooks, trying to remember it. And me and my study partner, we looked at each other and just went, Iba Vinsa, Hechi Mishkachasle, Iba Tafa, what hadapere? And everybody looks at us like, how do you have this memorized? And I was like, because we remember the beat. What did you use to learn?
Y-Love and his study partner returned to New York in 2001. On a whim, they got up on stage at an open mic night in Manhattan and started freestyling in English and Aramaic.
And people were dancing to it, rocking out to it. Here we were, straight out of the yeshiva, and we're rocking the crowd in Lower Manhattan. It was blowing my mind as much as it was blowing the crowd's mind. And, you know, that was the beginning.
By 2006, Y-Love was recognized as the best hip-hop act at the Jewish Music Awards. His new album is called This Is Babylon.
This is Babylon. This is Babylon. Dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon, dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon, dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon. Gonna keep on speaking Aramaic, cause this is Babylon. Dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon, dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon, dila, delay, dili, dila, dilon. Gonna keep on speaking Aramaic, cause this is.
Y-Love says he's trying to make a statement by using different languages like Aramaic, Hebrew, Latin, and Arabic.
All the languages I use are holy languages to some people. So the combination of all the holy languages, what I'm trying to show is that if you find two religious people, regardless of the religion, if they're both observant and both into the teachings of their religion, chances are they're going to pretty much be on the same page.
This track is called From Brooklyn to Ramle. It features Palestinian hip-hop artist Saz rapping with Y-Love in Arabic.
What I really hope to do above all things, and if anybody will remember Y-Love for anything, I would want it to be as somebody who built bridges and not walls between different groups of people. I'm unequivocally anti-prejudice and pro-unity, and that's what I try to promote in my music.
Wylov says his music is most popular in Israel, but he says his intended audience is not defined by religion or geographic boundaries. He says it's for anyone who likes hip-hop and has an open mind. For The World, I'm Andrea Smartin.
Wylov is now on tour to promote This Is Babylon. The CD is being released this week. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.